I decided to step up, and for several reasons. One, because you know I'm a Christian, and Jesus says, "Love your enemies," and you know, not hate them after they're dead. And you know, it doesn't matter who they are. You're supposed to love your enemies. And you know, I think about people like Gandhi and Thich Nhat Hanh, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, who are some of my idols, or I guess mentors, you could say, and, you know, that it's just the right thing to do. And then I was, on a more practical note, thinking about the $10,000 a day that this police department was spending on, you know, trying to keep these protesters away, and I thought that was kind of a waste of money. They probably had better things to do, it sounded like. And then I really was kind of motivated by, you know, a quote from Gandhi. It says, you know, whatever you do may seem insignificant, but it's most important that you do it. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe there's some other people who feel this way. So I sent out an email to area. I kind of did some Googling and sent out an email to area Muslims, Hindus, Jews, my pastor at my church, and said, you know, I would be willing to coordinate this, and you know, is there any interest in an interfaith approach to solving this problem? And so then I got the response back from the Islamic Funeral Society of Virginia, and then, you know, they said they'd be willing to offer up a plot, you know, which was good because, you know, that's what we needed. And so then I, so that's kind of was the motivation for that. But mostly just, you know, an interfaith effort, because people are passionate about religion. Religion divides us more than anything else, I think. And I just feel like the purpose of religion is to be peaceful and to be harmonious, and not to be contentious and divisive. And so the interfaith approach was what I wanted most of all.